A warning from Carrier Nation, your loving home defender. A piece of poetry stating that he smokes and smokes. In the office, in the parlor, on the sidewalk, on the street, in the faces of the passers, in the eyes of those he meets, in the vestibule, the station, at the theater, a ball, even at funerals, and weddings, and christenings, and all. Signs may threaten, men may warn him, babies cry, and women coax, but he cares not one iota, for he calmly smokes and smokes. Oh, he cares not whom he strangles, vexes, puts to flight, provokes, and although they squirm and fidget, he just smokes and smokes and smokes. Not a place is sacred to him. Churchyards where the flowers bloom, gardens, drives, in fact, the world is just one mighty smoking room. And when once he quits this mundane sphere and takes his outward flight from the earth he's made a Hades, day he's turned to murky night, when he reaches his destination, finds 'tis not a dream, a hope, and the judge deals out his sentence, then I'll wager that he smokes. Oh, he'll care then whom he's vexed, and their mercy he'll invoke, but although he squirms and fidgets, they'll just let him smoke and smoke. In this world, you can smoke up your brain. You can smoke up your lungs. You are smoking up your heart, your home, your wife, your children, your clothes, your money, and you can smoke up all that you can, and then what you can't smoke up, the devil will. Hell is an awful place of smoke. Remark on drink from Carry a Nation, your loving home defender. Who hath sorrow? Who hath woe? They who dare not answer no. They whose speech to sin inclined while he tarries at the wine. Who hath babbling? Who hath strife? He who leads a drunkard's life. He whose loved ones weep and pine while he tarries at the wine. Who hath wounds without a cause? He who breaks God's holy laws. He who scorns the Lord divine while he tarries at the wine. Who hath redness at the eyes? Who brings poverty and sighs unto home almost divine while he tarries at the wine? Touch not, taste not, handle not. Drink will make the dark, dark blot like an adder. It will sting, and that last to ruin bring they who tarry at the drink. If you go into a saloon and ask a man why he makes that fiery drink that is made by rotting good grains and good fruit, and anything that is rotten is poisonous, and it will rot the man's brain, and will rot his body, will rot his soul, will rot the shirt off his back, will rot the shoes off his feet, and make a rotten mess of everything. That man behind the bar, in defending himself, will tell you to quarrel with the government, He has his license. You ask him where he got his license from. He will tell you from the Internal Revenue Office. Where is that situated? In Washington City. Who controls that? The power in power. Who licenses every saloon in the United States, Alaska, and the Philippines? The Republican Party. Who runs the saloons of the United States? The Republican Party. Who runs the Republican Party? The Republican voter. Which is the more dangerous? The saloon keeper or the Republican voter? You will have to acknowledge that it is the voter. Therefore, the saloon exists by the authority and privilege of the party in power and is the agent of the Republican Party to fill hell.